SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Whilst it presents significant challenges, the potential for gaming regulation in the UAE will spike the interest of operators in the region, with the area becoming a hub for sporting events and tourism in recent years. On today's episode of iGaming Daily, we analyse the region and its gaming potential, as well as taking a roundup of the key stories from today's news cycles in the world of iGaming and slots. My name is Connor Porter, joined by Joe Schreiter and Danny Lee of the Casino Beats / Slots Beats team for today's podcast. But before we delve into the UAE situation, a word from iGaming Daily's sponsor, Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. 56% of EGR Power 50 personalized player experiences with Optimove. And as a special offer, Optimove is offering new clients a free first month when they buy Optimove. For more information and to claim the free month, go to optimove.com/SBC. That's optimove.com/SBC. Links will also be left in the podcast episode description too. So, gents, let's get into this discussion, because I've read somewhere that if you talk more than 5 minutes about something that's not related to a podcast in your intro, the people lose interest and switch off. So we're going to get into things really quickly here and talk about the UAE following the recent comments from MGM's Resorts International CEO, Bill Hornbuckle, about gaming growth in the region. So, Joe, what can you tell us about the latest developments when it comes to the progression of casino legislation in the UAE following these comments from Bill earlier this month?
Yeah, thanks, Connor. And thanks for having me on today. An interesting discussion, a quite exciting one for us as well, as you know, we are in the industry. So any opportunity for a potential trip to Abu Dhabi, Dubai, or anywhere in the UAE is exciting. So, yeah, hopefully we get one off the back of this podcast, but who knows, maybe I'm being optimistic there. But yeah, exciting times ahead. Obviously, we are in Ramadan at the moment, so progression is limited at the moment. There's not going to be any movement imminently. However, once Ramadan ends, it seems like off the back of these comments from the MGM Resorts International CEO, Bill Hornbuckle, as you mentioned, it seems like there's real optimism that you know, the development of the regulatory framework will begin to move and we will start to have some progress. He specifically highlighted Dubai and Abu Dhabi as the regions that will sort of be the hub for growth. And that's not to be unexpected. You know, they sort of take a lead on progressing with these types of things and being flexible on, on these types of events. He was speaking at a broadcast of the JP Morgan Gaming Lodging, Restaurant and Leisure Access Forum. And he described the market, described the Middle East as a fascinating region when it comes to gaming. And I have to agree, it really is an interesting one. And something else that he sort of mentioned was that once it begins to open up, he thinks it will open up very quickly. And I have to agree with that, because the tourism in the area and, you know, it becoming a hub for sports has grown and has grown exponentially. And it's become quite competitive in the area as well. We've seen, you know, competition between Abu Dhabi and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Dubai all wanting to be the best place for whatever it is they're doing, whether it's sport, whether it's nightlife. And I really believe that gaming will be no different to that. They'll all want to be the leading player.
Certainly. And as you mentioned, sport has grown significantly over the past couple of years in that part of the world. But we all know that it will come with challenges, as it does with launching in any new market, and we'll get into those challenges a little bit later. But let's get to know the people that are trying to lead this regulation forward. Danny, what can you tell us about the people that are tasked with forming this regulation in the UAE?
Yes, obviously rumours of regulation in the UAE have been sort of circling for a while now in the industry. And towards the end of last year, we saw an official federal organisation put together to oversee the potential gambling regulation, which I think was the General Commercial Gaming Regulatory Authority. And this is being led by an ex-Gaming Laboratories VP, Kevin Mullally, I believe his name is. And he'll be the CEO of this body, as well as Jim Murren, who will be the chair of the board of directors. Jim Murren himself having formerly held the role of chairman and CEO at MGM. So these are two people that clearly have a wealth of experience in the industry. And I think that sort of points towards the fact that, you know, this regulation is desired by the UAE. You know, they're putting a crack team together to lead it, so to speak. And this sort of new body is stated to be wanting to create a socially responsible and well-regulated gaming environment, ensuring that all participants adhere to strict guidelines and comply with the highest standards. So you'd imagine, like any new territory, they'll be taking a look at different regions where gambling is being successful, maybe where it's bringing in a decent amount of tax revenue and where player protection is being prioritised as well. But they have also added that they're going to coordinate regulatory activities, manage licensing nationally, and facilitate unlocking the economic potential of commercial gaming responsibly. So it's definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on in the sort of coming months and stuff to see whether they have any announcements, any developments. And obviously, we've also heard rumours of a proposal for a lottery and digital gaming to be offered in Abu Dhabi, which was, I think, sort of why Hornbuckle had been commenting on the recent developments. So, yeah, there's lots to look at there and lots that regulatory authority will be running through and trying to ensure that gambling can be introduced safely and efficiently as well.
Yeah, I think you raise an interesting point that this is a team of leaders that have been put together. I think they described it as a team of internationally credentialed leaders. They're really trying to bring expertise from all areas. So I think with these areas as tourist spots, they cater to such a diverse crowd from all over the world. I think everyone visits these areas or now visits these areas as tourist hotspots. So they're going to want to bring a little bit of everything, a little bit of what works all over the world, a little bit of expertise from all over the world as well, to really make it a global hub for gaming. Once this legislation progresses.
Yeah, certainly bringing in that experience helps setting the right regulation for the market, talking to regulators as well about the challenges that they face and what could be adapted into that market in order to be successful. But the UAE is going to have its own unique challenges. So what are some of those challenges that they're going to have on their hands, Joe? What are they going to be facing when it comes to implementing gambling regulation in that part of the world?
Well, obviously, culturally there are differences, right? It's never going to be a Las Vegas in the Middle East. It's always going to be more moderate. It's going to be a little bit more reserved. But I think with areas like Dubai and with Abu Dhabi and even Saudi Arabia and Qatar, hosting sports, we've seen there's a flexibility. I think they really want people to come to their country and enjoy their country and enjoy their culture as well and enjoy the event that they've come to the country for. And also they want to benefit from the huge tourism that this holds potential for. So it's never going to be a crazy Las Vegas in the Middle East, but I think they've shown a flexibility to sort of overcome the cultural hurdles and make leeway here and there. I think on certain things to sort of enable people to have the best experiences as possible when visiting the regions. And I think iGaming will be similar. I think gaming will be similar in terms of that. There will be there'll be leverage made. There'll be leeway found here and there to ensure that people can partake in gaming. And whether that's just certain spaces are gaming spaces, and away from that, it's not a big gaming zone or something like that. I'm sure they'll be innovative in how they do it, and I'm sure it'll work. It'll be interesting to see that.
To continue on that point, you talked about the way that it could be structured within the region itself, there must be a couple of companies or suppliers that are looking into that region already. You already mentioned about MGM. I think Wynn Resorts have had interest in that region previously as well. Are you able to add anything onto that? Either one of you, particularly Danny or Joe, anyone that want to pitch into that as potentially who could be any additional players looking to become leaders within that region before we kind of like look ahead and anticipate what it might look like in the future?
It's sort of hard to see who's really looking at it because I'm sure everyone will be because of the potential it is. You know, any new territory in terms of regulation is a huge opportunity for any company. So you'd imagine all the sort of big name operators will be looking, they'll be seeing who gets in there first, whether obviously Wynn Resorts, if they can go through the process of building their establishment there and having a land-based casino there, you'd imagine other big operators would follow. And the same goes for being on the digital stage as well. Say, obviously MGM, it's Hornbuckle that sort of pushed us to make this podcast with his comments. If you see MGM move to Abu Dhabi, if that's going to be looking at an online build, then you'd also imagine that obviously BetMGM is going to be launching there if they can, as well as LeoVegas as well, because they're owned by BetMGM. But you've got to imagine that all the big players are keeping a close eye on it. And then once the sort of regulation does become closer and we edge nearer to a launch of a regulated market in the UAE, then we'll start to see companies form partnerships, initiate venues, and look at really taking the market by storm.
Yeah, exactly. Any new market presents new opportunities for all operators. Joe, anything to add? How do you anticipate gaming to look in the region?
I just wonder how big that first to market thing will be in the Middle East. I don't know how significant it will actually be. I think it will more be a case of who can be the most glamorous, who can be the glitziest. And I think we will see a lot of that. So I don't know, you know, obviously it's great that these, you know, the companies are already sort of pitching base and setting up stall in the region and sort of, you know, getting a little bit of a foothold. But I think it'll be a case of whoever goes in and is really steals the show. These areas are all about glitz and glam and just, you know, dare I say, being Instagrammable as well. And I think, you know, that's what it'll all be about, who can get the best residency or who can get the best stars to their venue. I think that will be what sets apart the competition here.
It'll certainly be interesting to watch and see how it develops in the years to come. But that's it. So part one of the podcast. Coming up in part two, we're going to be talking about Entain as well as taking a look at some of the most recent updates in the world of slots, as well as an upcoming digital day here at SBC as well. So join us for more in part two after this.
SBC Leaders connects the gambling industry's top-tier operators and associations to share the best ideas, collaborate on solving the biggest issues, and push innovation throughout the betting and gaming industry. If you're an operator and want to join the discussion, visit sbcleaders.com for more information.
Welcome back. So, talking about recent updates from Entain, of course, they've been in the news this past month with their financials, but we've had a few further developments on from that, Joe, considering how they're going to be moving forward with their assets of the company and potentially some sales as well. And they've may have brought on some advisory firms to help them out with that.
Yeah, I feel like we're talking about Entain often on this podcast. Really interesting times, a really interesting 2024 ahead for them. And probably the coming years as well. I think the stories that were covered, you know, we had they're really eyeing the sale of the Party Poker subsidiary. They've enlisted the help of Oakvale Capital. And they've also reportedly hired advisory firm Moelis to assist the board and to you know, in terms of capital allocation and to keep moving forward with that progression. But the news today sort of comes from the Netherlands, and it's surrounding the acquisition of BetCity.nl, and yeah, the valuation. I think, you know, we've really seen movement on that. They've the legal case rumbles on. I think According to reports, Entain believes that BetCity.nl's value is closer to 68 million euros than to the 156, which is 156 million euros less than the previously agreed deal with Sports Entertainment. So, yeah, a case that's to be played out in the courtroom, I'm sure, and yeah, it'll be very interesting.
That development's going to be going on for the remainder of 2024 as we await to see how Entain reacts to regulatory changes in the UK and the Netherlands, as they mentioned, within their own financial results, as well as that ongoing situation with BetCity as well. Danny, we've just gone past St. Patrick's Day. Easter's coming up as well, so plenty of slots with a theme of those two particular holidays, but an interesting slot release as well from Light and Wonder as well.
Yeah, there's in between two sort of big seasonal parts of the year for the slot industry, with St. Patrick's Day just gone and Easter coming up in a few weeks, so lots of slots flying out at the minute. Yeah, another quite interesting feature we've had on Slot Beats recently, as well as a few more that I'll go into, was Light and Wonder talking about the launch of their latest Squid Game title, One Lucky Day, I believe it's called. And we had a really good interview with Dylan Slaney, the CEO of iGaming at Light and Wonder, talking about this release, how they're managing to leverage such a huge IP, one of the biggest TV shows of this decade for sure. And March has been a very interesting month in terms of regulation, especially on our home turf in the UK. We've had lots of comments on the recent UK regulatory update about the slot stake limits, which is obviously going to impact a lot of the industry pretty heavily over here. As well as that, we had a new Beyond the Reels go out just under a couple of weeks ago, looking at Gaming Corp's new Smash for Cash mechanic, which is actually the first Beyond the Reels episode where we weren't actually looking at a slot title, something a bit more arcadey. So that was certainly interesting to look at. And we did also kick off the month with a look at the latest North American slot statistics from our friends over at Eilers and Fantini. Well, the Eilers Fantini report, in which we managed to see how Games Global sort of utilizing their acquisitions to get a step ahead in the North American market.
How do you think you would have got on Squid Games?
How do I think I would have got on Squid Games?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well.
We have reached
top
the point.
Five,
we have reached the point of the podcast now where we can talk about things like this because we've called people in with the news. So, you know.
I think first game seemed all right. The red light,
red
green
light,
light
it seemed easy, right? I feel like I would have bossed that.
Yeah.
I don't think I have particularly good balance, so I might fall over another, unfortunately.
Falling over with the old ladies at the start.
But yeah, we'll include the links for the Entain and some of those slot stories as well in the description of this podcast, and be sure to sign up for the Casino Beats and Slot Beats newsletters as well, so you don't miss the upcoming Games Global interview. But before we go, Joe, we've got to mention about the digital
a quick
day.
Shout out about tomorrow's SBC Digital Innovation event covering sportsbook tech. You can see speakers from the likes of Tipico, Superbet, Quiff, Underdog Fantasy, Soft2Bet, OpenBet. Yeah, some of the leading consultants and some of the leading players in the space. A host of topics as well. AI will be covered, bet builders will be covered, and how casinos can cash in on sports betting. It kicks off at 10 a.m. GMT tomorrow. So, we'll have a link to register for that in the description as well. So, yeah, big day tomorrow. And look forward to it.
Good stuff. And there should be plenty of insights in that, so make sure you sign up for that. But that's it from us on iGaming Daily today. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Danny, for joining us on today's podcast. And be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a future episode of iGaming Daily.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.